Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman, and it's time for your Tuesday edition of Perfect 10. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in 10 minutes. Yes, I'm back with another dose of questions, puzzles, and brain teasers to educate, to entertain, and of course, to irritate you, which you know by now. There are 10 tricky teasers every single day, Monday to Friday, for a possible total score of 50 out of 50 by the end of the week. And not only is it good for your brain, it's also a lot of fun. So please make sure you subscribe, you follow and like to get the next episode as soon as it drops. Today is the 19th of March, and it was on this day in 1932 that the Sydney Harbour Bridge opened for the first time. In 2012, the 80th anniversary of the bridge was celebrated with a picnic dedicated the stories of people with personal connections to that fine, fine bridge. But that was a wonderful day. Right then, it's time to start the quiz. Can you get a perfect 10 score, or is that a bridge too far? See what I did there? Well, it's time to find out, because here come your questions for this fine Tuesday. We call question one our starter for a perfect 10, as it's your first chance to bag a point. So, which of these planets is larger? Is it Mars or is it Earth? Which one do you think it could be? Question two. It's our clues in the news round. You're about to hear a fictional news report that's actually a description of a famous movie from 1999. But can you work out the name of the movie? Here we go.
Breaking news. A child psychologist who has recently been working with a young boy who claims he can see dead people has revealed his shock at discovering he is also deceased.
Could you spot the clues in that news to find that famous film? If you can, you get a point. Question three is Carol Lateral Thinking, and today it's a wordy one. Which word comes after orange and before court to make two new phrases? Can you figure out the word I'm looking for? Remember, you can always pause, give yourself a little bit of extra time if you need it. That is definitely not considered cheating here on Perfect 10. Time for question four, and time to test your memory. Please listen to the following clip and retain as much information as you can, as a question will follow. And today we are all going on a fictional cruise ship.
Are you ready for a break? Do you want to travel the world in style? If the answer to those questions is yes, why not come and join us on a Perfect Princess cruise? With space for 5,500 passengers and rooms for every budget, everybody is welcome on the Perfect Princess. Our state-of-the-art ship has everything you need for a life of luxury. There are 18 restaurants on board, from curries to pizza and steak to salad. We have something for everybody, including a great range of vegetarian and vegan options. There are enough activities on board to keep you entertained for days, including a 12-hole mini golf course, three swimming pools, one of which has four water slides, and a six-lane bowling alley. We'd love to see you on board, so don't delay and book your trip now.
It's a shame that it's fictional, because it sounded great, I have to be honest. But here comes your question. How many restaurants are on board the cruise ship? The information was all in the clip, so have a little think back, see if you can find that answer. Almost halfway through today's questions. How are you doing? Are you heading towards a perfect 10 score? I hope so. Keep going. Today could be your day. Our next three questions are what we call the three Fs: frivolous, familiar, and fun. So here's question five, and it's time for some comedy. Who played Baldric in all four series of the British sitcom Blackadder? Are you a fan of Blackadder? Do you know the name of the actor who played Baldric? I hope you do. You score a point if you do. Question six is this. The best a man can get is a very famous advertising slogan for which brand? It's a famous slogan, but can you remember the name of the product, which of course is the point of the advert? Question 7, and it's time for a story. A little girl called Sophie is the lead character in which 1982 Roald Dahl novel? Maybe you read this book as a child. A little girl called Sophie. Which book was she in? Time for question 8, and it's time for 2 in, 2 out. This is where I ask you to swap 2 letters in a word to make a new word. Which 2 letters can you change in the word pillar, P-I-L-L-A-R, to make a currency? Have a think and see if you can find that currency. Question 9 is, I know this, and today it's 2 Clues Tuesday. Which answer is linked by these 2 clues? A sport where periods of play are divided into chuckers, spelt C-H-U-K-K-A-S, and the surname of an explorer who was born around 1254. Which answer is linked by those 2 clues? What do you think it could be? Well, here we are at our final question, question 10, today's anagram. Which popular board game is an anagram of Virus Pit Ritual? Virus, V-I-R-U-S, Pit, P-I-T, Ritual, R-I-T-U-A-L. Shuffle those letters, find that game. And that is today's Perfect 10. Don't forget to follow or subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's questions. And if you're looking for even more puzzles and riddles, head on over to @Perfect10Carol on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok, where you can join the rest of us in the Perfect 10 family. 10 questions, 10 points, 10 minutes. But did you get a Perfect 10 score? Here come the answers.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
For question 1, we started with, which of these planets is larger? Is it Mars or is it Earth? Well, the answer is Earth. Earth has a radius of around 4,000 miles and Mars has a radius of just over 2,000 miles. So Earth is the larger of the two. Question 2 was clues in the news, and we were looking for a famous movie hidden in this fictional report.
Breaking news. A child psychologist who has recently been working with a young boy who claims he can see dead people has revealed his shock at discovering he is also deceased.
And the film I was looking for was The Sixth Sense. Question 3 was a word-based Carol lateral thinking round. Which word comes after orange and before court to make 2 new phrases? And the answer is squash. Orange squash and squash court. Squash spelt S-Q-U-A-S-H. Moving on, question 4 was our memory round, and we were listening to a fictional advert for a fictional cruise ship. And then I asked you, how many restaurants are on board the ship? The answer is 18 fictional restaurants, and well done if you remembered that. We moved into the 3 Fs and it was time for a sitcom. My question: who played Baldric in all 4 series of the British sitcom Blackadder? And the answer to that is Sir Tony Robinson. Question 6 was about a very famous brand. The best a man can get is a famous advertising slogan for which brand? And the answer is Gillette. The best a man can get. The slogan was first used in an advert during American coverage of the 1989 Super Bowl. In 2019, Gillette updated the famous slogan to "The best a man can be." Question 7 was this. A little girl called Sophie is a lead character in which 1982 Roald Dahl novel? And the answer is the BFG. Yes, the character of Sophie is named after Roald Dahl's granddaughter, who became the model Sophie Dahl. Question 8 was, of course, 2 in, 2 out. Which 2 letters could you change in the word pillar to make a currency? And the answer is, change the P to a D and the I to an O and you get yourself a big fat dollar, D-O-L-L-A-R. Question 9 was Two Clues Tuesday, and I know this question. So which answer is linked by these two clues? A sport where periods of play are divided into chuckers, and the surname of an explorer who was born around 1254. And the answer I was looking for is Polo, P-O-L-O. The explorer, Marco Polo, was born in Venice and is famous for travelling through Asia along what was known as the Silk Road. In the game Polo, chuckers consist of 7 minutes of play. And finally, question 10 was today's anagram. Which popular board game is an anagram of virus, pit, ritual? The game I was looking for is Trivial Pursuit. So, how did you do? Did you score a perfect 10? If not, don't worry. There's always another chance tomorrow. And remember, every day spent with us on Perfect 10 is a day where you've given your mind a workout, and that is not to be sniffed at. Remember, please, to follow or subscribe so you make sure that you don't miss a single episode as soon as it drops automatically. We also have daily content, which is exclusive to Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, and a lot of it is visual. It's a bit fun over there. And we would love for you to join the rest of us on our social media as well. I'll see you tomorrow for a whole new day of questions to educate, to entertain, and to irritate you. I'm Carol Vorderman. That was my perfect 10 for you. I hope you have a perfect day. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/perfect10 for more information.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.